to the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Brian Pagan.
Whoa, that's me and that's you. Yeah. The two of us. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined by Brian Cleveland in studio. Now we are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The charts, which we count down every week, are from that website, and these are for the week ending April 2nd, 2013. Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the next hour, or over the 2 hours of the program, and the top 10 over the next hour. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 30 countdown, top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
If you want to get in contact with us, there's a few ways to do it. Earshot20 at gmail.com, that's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And you can also get us on Twitter, at earshot20 is our handle. You got a lot to fit in this hour, so we're going to get into it. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up. And before that, what CDs are going to, or what albums are going to hear. And before that, we're going to give you the second part of my interview with Mark from Wood Pigeon. But as we do, we're still going to play the first three CDs, I think.
Yeah, all right. So at number 10 down from 5 is Wood Pigeon. You're going to hear a selection from the album Thumbtacks and Glue. After that, at number 9 up from 46 is Chelsea Light Moving and their self-titled debut. And at number 8 down from 3, you'll hear from Hayden and Us Alone.
We're back now with Mark Hamilton, a.k.a. Wood Pigeon, on the Earshot 20, talking about his album Thumbtacks and Glue. And so what was the recording process like for this album?
Well, this one we did in Calgary. It was actually quite a long, long process. It probably took about 2 years altogether. And like I was saying before, I mean, we tried to focus not on, I guess, making things as pretty as they've been before. The previous album, I wanted to go as far in the pretty direction as we could so that we would never have to do that. I guess it was just really kind of more adventurous. It felt a lot freer, and it was kind of fun, and we tried lots of things that whether or not they ended up staying or were even a good idea in the first place, it was just kind of, you know, anything goes. There was no kind of preset rules like there might have been in the past.
And was there anyone that you worked with on this album that you were really excited to have on board?
Well, most of it was done kind of with the original 8 Calgary people, even though I wasn't even, you know, living there that much at that time. So, yeah, to be honest, it was just really, really exciting to do things with them, because that's kind of where this whole adventure started, and, yeah, I felt like a nice, kind of like they were the ones that I always liked to make the records with, so it was, you know, really exciting for me. You could put pretty much any other band in front of me, and I would still pick these guys.
And did you? So was it that you traveled back, or was there sort of a mix of them recording some stuff and sending it to you and getting it put together?
No, I was there for the whole thing, so it was definitely coming back and forth and seeing each other when we could. And, I mean, not the full lineup plays on every song, but there's a song called Hermit where we, on purpose, like, this used to be the song that the last time we toured together as a group we finished every show with, so for this one it was really important for me that everybody at the original group plays on it. It's not intended to be kind of like this is the end of that group sort of thing, but it was definitely, you know, just a nice document to have about us at this point.
Very cool. Now, and so you said that you were going to London, that you'll be doing a performance soon in London, and that you hope that there might be a record come out of that. Is that what's on the horizon for you? Are you in the process now of writing more and recording more? Is there going to be more live shows that you'll be doing?
You know, I've done so many live shows the past 6 years that pretty much I've been on the road almost, if not more than half the year, every year. So, for this record, actually, was the first time that I kind of cut back a lot of the touring. So there's, at the moment, there's only the show in Vienna tomorrow, and then the show in London in June, and just make both of those as special as possible, and then I think maybe get back into touring again in the fall. Basically, at the moment, I really just want to relax, which I guess isn't really what people do right when they release an album. You know, that's the time you're supposed to be out and touring it, and I'm going on holiday. So we'll see how effective that is career-wise.
Seems like a very different choice, yeah, than what most bands would do. Although, it can be, I know that the process of touring can be very taxing, so it's good to be able to take a break from that.
Well, yeah. I mean, people always think it's such a glamorous thing, and in a lot of ways it is really great and it's really cool, but I can say personally for myself, I mean, I really appreciate having like a group of friends that's pretty steady and standard, and I see them, you know, like the group of friends that I have here in Vienna, I see them maybe 2 to 3 times a week, and we have these nice little adventures together. On one hand, it's really hard to be away from that, and on the other hand, if you're in a different city every day, and I mean, I'm lucky that I've gotten to do this so long, so I know people in just about every city I go to, but you just have to be on all the time, you know? Like, you have to be charming and fun and catch up with everybody every single day. You know, I just want to go sit on a beach for a little bit, and I love everybody everywhere. But, you know, I like the idea that the record maybe speaks for itself this time a little bit, and then we'll come catch up with it again later, I'm sure.
All right, Mark, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. And at number 10 this week, down from 5 last week, it's Wood Pigeon on the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Almost Everything by Hayden. This week, his new record, Us Alone, is sitting at number 8, down from 3. First time on the program at number 9, up from 46, Chelsea Light Moving. And from their debut record, you heard a track called Groovy and Linda. And starting off that set was As Red in the Pine Bluff commercial by Wood Pigeon, from their new record, Thumbtacks and Glue, at number 10, down from 5.
Good stuff. It's time now for the lowdown. Brian's going to tell you about the new records debuting below the top 20 on the charts.
All right, at number 49 is Jenna Lauren and her new EP called On Personhood. In the summer of 2012, Halifax resident Jenna Lauren retreated to the legendary House of Miracles studio with engineer Andy McGuffin, who is known for engineering for Feist, the Constantines, and 2 Minute Miracles, and producer Justin Nace, who has worked with Great Lake Swimmers and Tusks, to record her follow-up EP On Personhood. The band, consisting of multi-instrumentalist J.J. Ipsum, Justin Nace, and drummer Marshall Bureau, Lauren recorded the album 6 tracks live in the studio after 5 days of focused rehearsing and collaboration. And this is a really awesome EP. She's currently touring the East Coast of Canada right this moment, so check her out in your hometown if possible. At number 48 is Pick a Piper, and overseen and produced and recorded by Caribou's percussionist Brad Weber of Toronto. Pick a Piper is his collaboration with Angus Fraser, Dan Roberts, and others. This, his debut record, his debut self-titled record, features guest vocals from members of Ruby Sons, Enon and Brainiac, Born Ruffians, and Braids. At number 46 is Sally Shapiro and the third album, which is called Somewhere Else, from the synth-pop duo of Shapiro and Johan Asbjorn, which includes experimentation with new instruments in their work, including sax and flutes, as well as an audible influence of indie pop and folk. At number 42 is Magneta Lane and the new EP called Witch Rock, from the indie Toronto rock female trio, following their 2009 record Gambling with God. And at number 31, Psych Pop from Toronto is the new compilation from Optical Sounds and is a snapshot of the city's under-the-radar indie psych shoegaze scene, with a track list selected by Will Crothers of Spacemen 3, Spiritualize, and Brian Jamestown Massacre. And the compilation pulls together groups who self-release their material under the Optical Sounds banner, along with other acts in the city who gig regularly with them. So check out those records, and you may be hearing from them in the next couple of weeks.
How do you like that? Thanks for that, Brian. Okay, we're going to get back into the charts now and give you a few more tracks. And coming up in just a little bit, you're going to hear from a new emerging... They're not new to the music scene, but they're new to us. And they're an emerging Canadian band. It's Elos Arma. And you're going to hear from them shortly.
All right, starting off this set of music is number 7, down from 4, We Are Wolves. And from their new record, L'Amour Pop Club, you're going to hear Angel.
Don't go anywhere, it's Earshot 20.
Number 7. We'll be right back. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Yellow Tango with Paddle Forward from their new album Fade, this week at number 6, rising one spot from the week before. And at 7, falling from 4, was We Are Wolves. And from the album L'Amour Pop Club, you heard Angel.
www.facebook.com. One of the ways you can reach out to us as an emerging Canadian band or artist for some exposure on the Earshot 20. And Elos Arma is a quartet from Toronto, Ontario. Their music is a unique blend of sounds, hard to put your finger on a particular genre for them. Mark from the band joins us on the line. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And I guess we can start briefly just to give listeners an idea of background of how the band kind of got started, how you came together.
Well, the band got started in we're from just outside of Toronto, and we kind of, some of us went to school together, and we met each other through mutual friends, and we used to play in a kind of a hardcore band about 8 years ago, and then we kind of just, some member changes occurred, and we kind of just rethought what we, you know, wanted to be outputting musically, and then Elos Arma came together, and we just started, you know, writing less genre-abiding hardcore songs and more kind of, you know, free-form ideas that, you know, like you said, are kind of, you know, genre-less in a sense.
And so where does your influence come from when you're putting your music together, when you're producing it, writing it? Where does all that influence come from?
Well, we like to keep some of the heavy elements that we were kind of working with when we were playing, you know, in the heavier band. But we're, you know, influenced by everything under the sun and you know, basically influenced by not just what we listen to, but, you know, things that we're reading, et cetera. But in terms of, like, the music itself, you know, as far as influence, it can go from anywhere from, you know, jazz right up to hip-hop to, you know, old rock and roll to hardcore at times. So, yeah, we try and draw on everything, but keep the, you know, we have these centric vision of high energy at times and kind of driving home an idea, and we try to do that in our musicality.
Very cool. Mother, Father, now this is your newest EP. It's your third. How has your music evolved over time? Do you feel like there's a difference in the sound, or do you try to keep a constant with the type of music you're producing?
With this particular album, we feel like this is like a new plateau we've kind of set for ourselves. We would almost say like the album itself is like represents sort of like a hexagon in a sense. It's got six tracks, so 6 points on the album, and then each point is kind of comprised of two lines meeting. So we, the idea of the album was more or less just to create. So we had our first album, which was like our first attempt at putting songs together, and then the second one was a follow-up to that. But this kind of like set a new plateau in creation. We didn't have any specific themes or, in mind, but every song is kind of representative of some like spectral emotion. So that's kind of where Mother Father kind of lies in terms of our lineage. And in terms of the next stuff that's coming out, it's going to blow this away. So, but this is kind of like where we're happy with how we got to here.
So in terms of Mother, what can people expect when they're listening to you? You say there's kind of 6 points. What takes them through those 6 points, and what are some of the differences that exist there?
There's a lot of peaks and valleys on Mother Father, and kind of when we created the album, so like I said, it was just more or less an attempt at creation, and in considering the songs during the production stage, when we kind of thought about the overall unity of the 6 points in the album, we kind of wanted to expand on various like opposing forces, so to speak. So originally we wanted to call the album F You Mom, F You Dad, but we kind of thought that it would turn some people off and kind of set people off, but the Mother Father thing kind of stuck with us, and the dichotomy of nurture versus nature, night and day, these kinds of dichotomies were the same thing with Mother Father, male, female, and we kind of thought of the album being a synthesis of a unity relationship between two exhaustive parts, and that's pretty evident in the album too, especially when you're listening and you get to like the fourth song, which is True Love Above. It's a very kind of dark album. A dark song, so to speak, and it just kind of offers a perspective in a relationship, whether that be between male and female, it could be between son and mother, and it doesn't have to just be between people, but it kind of offers a position in a relationship. So that's kind of where Mother Father is. It's kind of a synthesis of this idea.
Awesome. So we're gonna feature a song from the album, from the EP. But where can people find your music if they want to hear more?
Well, our music's all on the internet. It's at elosarma.bandcamp.com. Right now, we're offering the album up for free. You can just go to our Bandcamp and buy it, putting zero. But we kind of urge people that if they're going to, get it for free, then if you visit our website, elosarma.com, you can click on the Pay with a Tweet button. We just kind of ask, just tweet about it, and you'll get the download code to a MediaFire link, and away you go. And if you do that too, you'll be added to our mailing list for the next album. It's not going to be an album, it's an EP coming out in the spring, summertime-ish.
All right, very cool. And of course, they can find you on Facebook through our page. We've liked your page. It's www.com/earshot20. So you can go there and find that. Elos Arma is ELOSARMA. All right, Mark, thanks so much for chatting.
Thanks for having me, sir.
No problem. And in an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is Elos Arma on the Earshot 20. It's the Earshot 20.
And that... Sorry, I don't know what that was. You took all my papers from me.
Oh.
I'm all confused.
I've only done this a couple of times. Did I even write it down?
Who knows?
I didn't write it down. Everything was going swimmingly this afternoon, and then all of a sudden...
That was Devendra Banhart, I know that much.
And you won't come over.
All right, and that is at number 4 up from 25, the first time in the program, is his new record, Mala. At number 5 up from 29 was David Bowie, and from the album The Next Day, you heard Plan.
We'll pull it together, somehow.
Listen, I'm under control. You're the one that's messing my stuff up.
I'm throwing you for a loop. All right, a couple more tracks to bring you before the end of the program, so we're going to get back into it. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I am Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland joins me in studio. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And this for the week ending April 2nd, 2013. The charts come out every Tuesday. Check out that website. All right. What's coming up next?
You're going to hear Bandana Cat by The Bicycles from their new record, Stop Thinking So Much, dropping one spot from number 2 to number 3. And after that, you're going to hear Carry On by Shotgun Jimmy. At number 2 up from number 6, and his new record is called Everything, Everything.
That's my problem. I think too much. I got to stop thinking too much and carry on.
Let it roll.
All right. Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Thank you. kissed in the evening time, hanging our clothes out on the line.
Number one this week, Sitting Still, is their new album Image de Future. Before that, number two up from six was Shotgun Jimmy and the song Carry On from his record, Everything, Everything. And from the new album Stop Thinking So Much by The Bicycles, falling just one spot to number three, you heard the track Bandana Cat.
All right, that does it for us for another week. We are broadcasting, recording live at a local FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., and then we rebroadcast on many other stations. Check your campus and community listings. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Just search Earshot 20. All kinds of great ways to listen to us, and of course, you can download the show. We'll post a link to that. It's radio4all.net, radio4all.net. Couldn't even think of what I was trying to say there. Anyway, thanks so much to all of our guests on the show this week, and we will return next week with a new Top 20, the Entertainment 411, and much more. Stay tuned for more great campus and community radio programming. It's on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.